This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. That we give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
$40 an ounce. I was shocked. I mean, it seemed like it was going to come around at some point, but here it is. $40, over $40 an ounce was the price at which silver closed today.
Troy ounce, yep.
Troy ounce, whatever.
Yeah.
Those are what the ounces are that we buy, right? Yeah. The rounds.
So I bought it at 18. Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is.
That's good, yeah. I got some at 9. I got some at like 20. I got some at 30. And it just keeps going up.
If it keeps going up, you just keep buying it. I mean, if you get it at 30 and it goes to 40, you've still done great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people ask me, because I trade in the market and things, whether or not I think it's going to, you know, go down or up or whatever. And I think it's important to, especially where hard currency is concerned, is to keep in mind that even if the money, even if it's not going up, the fact that the dollar inevitably is going to be completely worthless,
yeah,
you will actually have something that is usable and tradable.
That's
and
the reason I buy it, is mm-hmm. not as an investment. It's to hold the value of whatever it is I've earned. So.
Yeah, but that, okay, it's a fine reason to do it. However, I think a lot of people out there believe that silver's relation to the dollar has been static since the dollar ceased to be tied to silver. And this just isn't true. Commodities go up, commodities go down.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, you know, oil's gone up and oil's gone down. Silver is a commodity at this point, and it's not tied to the dollar. So if you buy it as a hedge against inflation, that's fine. Sometimes
yeah.
it'll work. Sometimes it won't work. But, you know, if you buy
well,
it as
historically,
investment.
I mean, historically, silver and gold have held their value over the years
right.
while the dollar has not.
When you're talking
so
about
it is a good hedge against inflation.
You're talking about in a span of scores of years or centuries of years,
yeah.
not even a span of decades of years in some cases. Because there was the big metals took the big hits in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
you know, so in our lifetimes you could have lost a great
deal. There's
no
guarantee.
It's an investment. It's a speculation on a commodity at this point. And it seems to me that because, well, the Federal Reserve has printed a bunch of dollars and
mm-hmm.
all commodities are going up at this point. Just take a look at the grocery store when you try to go
mm-hmm.
buy food.
Yep.
The food prices have gone up. I think I just saw a poll recently that 85% of Americans believe food prices have gone up over the last year. I guess the other 15% aren't paying attention.
Actually,
or they're on food stamps or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I can verify that about 2.5 years ago when oil had or gas prices had gone up, I assessed my current then financial situation. I've basically been on a fixed income for the last 10 years and have kept meticulous records of my finances. So I know down to the penny how much I spend on gas, entertainment, rent, insurance, food, etc. And I can promise you that food prices over the last 10 years have in fact tripled.
Wow,
I still use the same percentage of my monthly income on food. I just no longer drink a $30 bottle of wine every single night.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, whatever. I mean, but the thing is, like, I still use the same amount of money, mm-hmm. but I have just had to decrease the amount in which I buy, and I like organic food and stuff, so that is... It makes you be creative. Like, for example, I just recently have signed up for a CSA.
What's that?
I wish I knew what it stood for, but essentially it's like a co-op. But
co-op,
what
yeah.
you do
okay.
is you purchase your, in this case, it's a six-month commitment. You purchase for like one to two people. It's about a $250 commitment, and you get 6 months worth of vegetables weekly or biweekly.
Is it like a local veggie thing?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are off the grid entirely, have been for the last 20 years here in New Hampshire, and they are, without even knowing what the word agorism was, they've just been, they call it the under economy. So that's
mm-hmm.
how
right.
they refer to it. So I'm going to, you know, you just become more creative. You buy locally, you know, change up your routine or whatever, but I honestly do not know how people can afford to eat when they're going paycheck to paycheck.
It's tough. It's got to be tough. So back to the issue of silver. I mean, it continuing just seems to be on this upward trend. There's no guarantee it's going to continue, right?
Right.
You never know.
There is no guarantee, but it seems really likely to me. I haven't seen any indications, and I'm looking for them. I am not one of these lockstep robots that believe that silver is going to go up. But I have seen no evidence that it's not.
Again, for me, it is a hedge against inflation. And you're right, Mark. Certainly, there's a chance it could go back down. You never really know. But on the other hand, the government can't print silver. And that much is for sure.
And they have printed money. A lot of money.
Yes, and they will continue to print more money, especially as things continue to get worse for them.
Well, with the government shutting down, quote-unquote.
Yeah, we'll see. And they pull out a last-minute deal here.
The debt ceiling may or may not get raised. Well, then, in that case, the Federal Reserve is going to have to step in, and it's going to have to print dollars.
Yeah, so there are all kinds of situations where in
somehow
the government
save.
Will be printing money, and or, like you had talked about last night, Mark, where if these countries around the world go off the dollar as they're
starting to.
Yeah, as they are doing, we'll start seeing more dollars come back into the United States, and
right.
That'll result in, again, more dollars chasing the same amount of products, and therefore higher prices as a result of that. But the government can't pull more silver out of the ground. They can't manufacture it from thin air. So if you've got silver, whether the price goes up or down, you can always count that it's going to be somehow it's going to be valuable, because there are industrial uses for silver.
Absolutely.
That are not going to go away tomorrow.
And I've heard we haven't even reached the dollar high of silver. I think it was I think it was like $50 in the 80s.
Right?
I don't know. People should
check
look at
the charts.
These are just things that I've heard looking around about silver, and I probably looked around more than most people who are listening. So that was in the 80s. Dollars are worth three times what they are today. Could silver go to $200? I've seen experts predict that. I it seems nuts.
Didn't gold?
To me.
I mean, gold used to be around $200 a couple decades ago, right?
Yeah, it did. Now it's at $1,500, something like that, close to $1,500.
Yeah. So mention this because it's worth pointing out, and of course we also have
haven't been telling you.
We also have a way for you to get your hands on some silver. It's not too late. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com. To order through our friends over at Midas Resources. And somebody was complaining, I guess, on the Free Talk Live forum, Mark, recently, about the delivery time with Midas Resources being 5 to 6 weeks or something like that. And I guess they were upset about that. Maybe it said 3 to 4 when they'd ordered. I remember when I bought my bag of dimes, I bought one of those survival bags of 90% silver dimes a few weeks back. I believe it said 5 to 6 weeks. So maybe there are some delays going on here.
Yeah, I'm sure they're getting a lot of orders through right now, and they have to process them, and I couldn't tell you what the circumstances are. I know that I've had that kind of wait before. I got what I ordered.
It does come through.
Yeah.
I mean, that much you can count on.
And
silver peaked out at $49.45 in 1980. Go ahead.
Excuse me. To segue, what have we heard lately about our Liberty Dollar friend?
Bernard von Nothaus?
Yeah.
He hasn't responded to my request for an interview, but he's been doing other interviews, so I don't know.
We just don't rate.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's out of jail awaiting sentencing, and he could be facing up to 25 years. You're talking about the guy that created the Liberty Dollar, which was an alternative currency that the federal government didn't like very much, so they went and they raided his business and stole tons of gold and silver. And they're going to probably keep that stuff. There's some sort of a hearing as to whether or not they're going to return it to the rightful owners, but seems pretty unlikely.
Absurd. And then Utah has voted to allow an alternative currency to be used in the state.
I think it was the House that voted to put that through. I don't know that it's
passed the Senate yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com. There's some easy-to-use options there, easy-to-choose, I guess. Just a small selection of gold and silver. That way you won't be overwhelmed with all of the different options out there in the marketplace. That's something that you worked with Ted Anderson over at Midas to put together, Mark. And
right.
I think it helps. It makes it easy.
It is. It's when I looked at gold and silver in the past, this was probably 2003, somewhere around there. I was going to get some, and I checked with a couple of companies. I felt like I couldn't compare apples to apples. I didn't know whether the salesmen were hustling me. They certainly felt like they were calling me a lot. I just didn't know what to do. So I ended up not buying at all because I didn't feel like I could, compare anything.
Coming up, a couple outraged after a hospital takes away their newborn baby. We'll tell you what happened at 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include news updates. You want to get signed up? Go to news.freetalklive.com. It'll allow you to follow the latest with Free Talk Live via your email box or Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the list. That's news. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, Tricycle CAI, they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's Sickle CAI. You can see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You know, one of the themes that we've had over the years on this show is that hospitals can be dangerous places, especially if you are looking at having a child. And it wasn't too long ago that we were talking about some parents that had had their baby taken away here in New Hampshire after they had the child in a hospital. We've certainly talked about there was a New Jersey hospital, I believe, where over 50% of the children that were birthed at that hospital were done through cesarean section.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan Edwards.
Who?
John Edwards, the gentleman who ran for president
two
years ago.
The politician.
He was the attorney that got the big landslide win in North Carolina, which scared the bejesus out of doctors to where they started saying, you know, their malpractice was so expensive. So after that lawsuit, 40% of all births became C-section.
So this hospital was leading, like all of the other hospitals, in how often they were doing this. They were basically just pushing it on people, mm-hmm. and they were actually... they were encouraging the people that were coming in there to sign essentially a waiver saying
right
that,
away.
Right. Like before anything was even, before they even look at you, they'll say, all right, well, you need to sign this waiver to allow us to do a C-section if we deem it necessary. And then, of course, they deem it necessary and then they go through the C-section, even though it may not have been necessary at all, just to kind of get you in, get you out, I suppose. And
playing devil's advocate, though, I had three kids, didn't have drugs with any of them, wanted a whole bunch after, but in any case, I was kind of appalled at how pathetically wimpy women can be. But they're, oh my God! You know, when there's nothing that is physically wrong, it's called labor because it's a lot of work.
Well, different people feel experience their pain in different ways. I think there should be a bunch of options for people as far as birth goes. Science has allowed it to be that way. My wife decided to go through natural childbirth, and that was for her. It was what she wanted to do. But some women, maybe they can't handle it. I don't know. Maybe they've got this. I know that some rape victims have a real problem with labor. I don't know. I think that there should be all kinds of different options.
But what happens is when you get scared and when you get nervous, and if you haven't had an epidural or something and you're experiencing, then you clench and you tighten everything up and you can actually hold the baby in. Mm. So, I can see where, playing devil's advocate, as I was saying, where there is concern on the doctors who have these incredible malpractice issues that they're like, well, you know what? You're going to just fine with it. Exactly.
No, I see where you're coming from there, and it's in certain circumstances, certainly it's the right thing to do, but it seemed like this hospital was really pushing it on people. And so...
I'm for squatting in the woods. I mean, whatever.
We got all kinds of different stories, just horror stories, where these doctors in these hospitals act like they know everything and that if you don't agree with them, then they'll call the government in to force the hospital's decision upon you. Well, and that's when things get really scary.
And notice how the government creates a problem and the government is the solution for the problem once again. So the government comes in, they create a problem for the doctors as far as their malpractice insurance and make it more difficult for them to do their jobs.
But it's on all ends. Terry Schiavo's life was cut, off because the government determined that...
The husband determined.
Yes,
the government determined that the husband could decide, make that decision.
They were no longer married. But
I think they were married. That he hadn't divorced her yet. He was living a life of somebody who was no longer married to her. Uh-huh. I'll give you that. But I don't know. I never was able to really truly ascertain this. Was who was going to pay for it? Were the parents wanted her to live, but were the parents going to pay for it? I mean,
she had private insurance, from what I understand.
I think that he got a lump sum settlement, and I don't know where that money went.
Right.
I don't know. It's a bad situation. Mm-hmm. But
so here's the latest news from Las Vegas. KTNV reporting that a group of protesters want answers after a couple had their baby taken away by social services at Summerlin Hospital.
The services they have.
Yeah, the decision was made by hospital staff regarding the care of the baby. The couple says their baby was kept at the hospital against their will after a nurse contacted social services for what they describe as an unjustified reason. Lincoln and Cecilia Rogers say their dreams came true when baby Lilia was born, healthy, just a week ago, but they describe a nightmare in getting her home from Summerlin Hospital. They said, well, if you leave the hospital, I'll have to arrest you and your husband. Cecilia is referring to the police officer who was sent to her room just hours after giving birth, all because she and her husband told the nurse that they didn't want to keep Lila overnight, or Lilia, rather, overnight in the NICU to be treated for jaundice.
Mild jaundice.
Cecilia explains, we really just wanted to take the natural approach if we could.
Well, so, you don't take the natural approach by going to the hospital.
To the hospital. Yeah.
I understand how these people feel. I totally do.
But this is what they've been trained to do, Mark. People have been trained to do this.
It's
what they do in the movies and television shows.
Laura and I went to the hospital. The hospital said, you know, New Hampshire law says you'll do such and such to your baby. There's a poster on the wall. Mm. I say to the lady, hey, what's that there? She's like, oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, really?
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, no. No. Because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm grabbing the 1 hour old and stiff arming nurses on my way out of the hospital. Because I know I'm going to do it. I don't, you know, there were certain things I didn't want done, and I knew that they were going to act. I've seen so many instances where they've done whatever they've wanted to and told the parents, oh, well, sorry, we didn't know, or, you know, it was for the child's own good,
right,
or, you know, whatever they've said. And that's just enough for me. I just didn't need it.
So you and your wife actually went to a birthing center, and you had things done in a more natural fashion.
Some people do it at their home. Some people do it at the birthing center. You know, at the birthing center, they had a few. The midwives had a few tools, and they were there to keep an eye on things, and, you know, all went reasonably well.
And no one called Child Protective Services on you.
Indeed.
Like they did in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is the couple says it got a second opinion and spoke with a pediatrician at the same hospital who agreed it would be okay if the couple took the baby home with minor jaundice as long as they signed a medical release form. But the nurse that they originally worked with called Child Protective Services to report these new parents for not agreeing with a recommended hospital care.
Good enough, right?
Right. Whatever they say is God's word.
This is how authorities work. Authorities know who the slaves are, and they know who the masters are. And the people with the uniforms on and the funny hats, they're the masters. It doesn't matter whether it's the nurse at the hospital or the cop at the on the beat or whomever. They're going to listen to them and not listen to you.
We'll come back with more on a little bit more on this story. Also get your thoughts, your experiences, if you've had something similar happen in the hospital. It doesn't have to be with a baby, though, because there's all kinds of stuff. Whether it's, you know, we've had teenagers who've been not allowed to make decisions about their own health, for instance. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun, available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. The number for you, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we bring to you there, including our shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. You can go and see them, and if you're a lady listener, become part of the shrine. Get the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features. Three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com.
All right, so continuing to share some disturbing news out of your local hospital. Well, not necessarily yours, but these things happen all over the place, probably more often than we are aware of on this program. In this particular case, it was Las Vegas, Nevada, somewhere called Summerlin Hospital, that decided to call Child Protective Services. Why? Not because mom and dad were beating a child or strangling it or doing some sort of horrible molestation to it or something actually that could put the child in danger. They wanted to take it home with them.
Right. They just didn't do what the nurse said. Right.
They wanted to take the baby out in Las Vegas. We're not talking New England, but rather Las Vegas, where it's sunny all the time. Mm-hmm. They wanted to take the baby out and put it in some natural sunlight.
Yep. Well, it jaundice, had minor
right?
jaundice.
Right, which apparently would have got rid of the jaundice.
Is that so?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but Michelle says so. I believe it. And but that's not acceptable because the hospital has made a recommendation And the hospital,
not even the hospital though. This is the point here is
true.
Is that a doctor
a
from the
doctor.
Hospital said that they could take it home if they signed a release. The nurse said no and called a cop. Mm-hmm. This is one busybody hospital bureaucrat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it isn't a monolith out there. You're not dealing with a monolith. You're dealing with some petty little dictators that must be obeyed.
They know that
you are the serfs and that they are the masters. They know that the authorities will back them up. And they know the authorities will use guns. This cop said, if you try to take this baby home over the word of this nurse, even though the doctor had said you could, he'll arrest him. And if they don't want to be arrested, he'll taser them. He doesn't care about that baby. He will taser that mother.
The lack of option is what prompted a protest outside of Summerlin Hospital. Dozens of people stood up in support of the Rogers family, many of whom are new parents themselves. Lincoln, the mother, recalls that, and then Child Protective Services walked in, and the husband says that a Child Protective Services walked in and started interrogating my wife. Basically, they were going to take the baby and put her in that incubator no matter what. I thought we had no option. I feel that, according to another parent, Wendy Forrest, especially new parents, we need to know what our rights are and when they're being overstepped. And that's exactly what
Lincoln... the government isn't here to tell you what your rights are.
Nor is the hospital.
The government is here to usurp your rights one by one over time.
Unfortunately, hospitals, you know, the medical industry is so regulated, is so controlled, it is such, it's almost an extension of the government. It's not quite to that point yet.
Just about a monopoly.
But it's almost an extension of the government. And
I would say it's definitely in line with the government where children are concerned, babies being born, because without, it's almost now where you have to sign something saying that you don't want a social security number. So from the second that baby's born, they're putting, I mean, you're completely, like, out of it. Even
they've got forms. They're filling them out.
Forms, birth certificates, social security number, and you're not allowed to keep, for example, your placenta. They do. They keep your placenta. The thing is, it's so magical about the umbilical cord.
Yeah, there's blood in it. It's special blood, right?
Exactly. And you could do stem cell from your umbilical cord. So really, everyone ought to keep their umbilical cord.
What would you do with it?
No. If you ever... No, you would keep... There
Take
are,
it home, put
there,
it in the freezer?
No, there are actually businesses that hold that in sanitary jar thingies or whatever. But in the event, say you got MS or cancer... You could use the stem cells from that to heal yourself.
I've heard that's the truth, Ian, but we did take the placenta home and put it in the freezer. Frankly, that's what we did. Then when we bought we had a new house at that time, and, you know, we were, you know, Laura's nesting at that point.
You made it pee, didn't you?
No, I've heard
yes,
of this
you
weird
did.
Stuff. But what we did
you
was...
You ate that baby.
I have heard of people doing that. We dug a hole...
Is that cannibalism?
And planted...
I'm just saying.
I don't know what it is. I don't think so, but it's strange. But we put a crabapple tree there, and now I took Jack out today and said, "This is your tree because it's got buds on it." We were reading a book about Easter time and how spring and Easter coincide and new life and all that stuff. And then we went outside to look at the grass that's coming up out of the ground and went to look at the buds that were on the tree. And I told him it was his tree and explained to him.
That's
lovely. Mommy put the placenta under there, and, you know, he's going to grow up, and that's going to be his special tree.
Aww. You can bet that if I'd had that baby outside of a hospital, any of my three babies, I would have taken that placenta, I would have made a tea, and I would have drank it.
I have heard of this, and what is the advantage to this? Because, you know, at this point, I'm just like, yuck.
Inherit all the baby's powers.
Babies aren't very powerful.
Wind them up. No, you see animals eat the afterbirth. There's a reason because it's so rich in iron.
We get plenty of iron in our diets. I mean, you know, you could eat steak.
Really, a woman that has just given birth and that loses a bunch of blood, you're going to tell me she's not iron deficient?
Oh, it's just so bizarre.
I wasn't going to force you to drink the tea.
Right, I know you aren't.
So that's exactly what Lincoln and Cecilia say happened when their baby was required to stay at the hospital. Lincoln says it took one nurse to make one horrible decision and a domino effect to happen like that. It's just been so unfortunate. Summerlin Hospital declined to comment on the specifics of this case, but did release a statement that it disagrees with any claims that the hospital violated any patient
rights. Of course.
Rights.
I mean, that's what their lawyer told them to say.
Baby Lilia apparently is reportedly healthy and is now at home with her parents. So luckily, they
were. So what happened, though? Were they able to leave or not able to leave?
No, they had to stay.
They had to keep the cops came. The cops threatened them with arrest if they took the baby.
Yep. Cops never back down. They never back down.
So they left the baby there, and they had their little jaundice treatment or whatever they did, and they finally let the baby go at some point. Now they're home with it. What a completely unnecessary additional level of stress for these poor two parents.
Which affects her hormones, which affects her milk production, and you're worried about a little jaundice?
Yeah. And another thing that people need to understand is this is just the ongoing step of the sort of the brave new worlding of your kids. Mm. The fact is, look, just act like, just pretend like you are the master or the ward of your kids. Just pretend like they're your kids, and the government will show you otherwise. Mm-hmm. Pretend that you get to educate them. Pretend that you get to decide what they eat. Pretend that you get to decide what they do with their time. And the government will step right in and tell you otherwise. Here are just some people.
If they know about them.
Yeah. If they
and
do.
Bringing them to the hospital, bringing yourself to the hospital is the number one way to put your baby and you on the government's list.
Which, isn't that so sad? I mean, you want to have a baby in a sterile environment with the help of medical assistance, and now suddenly you have to be in fear of, having your judgment about your child undermined and potentially go to jail if you disagree with the people that are supposed to be there serving you that you're paying.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
I think there's a solution. I think that, when I was pregnant with Aziza, my first child, she was a month overdue. And that whole 40-week due date thing, my...
Especially on new mother, the first time mother.
Yeah, my babies take a little longer to cook, like a fine wine, baby. And so Aziza was due November 30th. I know exactly when I conceived her. I know exactly when she was supposed to come. And she didn't. She was born December 24th. Hmm. And on December 22nd, I got a call from my then OBGYN, and they said, if you do not bring your bring your body in for a stress test... Then you are in violation of your ethics code regarding a new mother. Da, da. And I was on the phone going, "What are you kidding me? I'm not coming in. I'm not going to have this baby until I go into labor. There's no way that I would let you induce me. So there's no point." And I said, "I can still feel the baby kicking, and I know that it's breathing. I'm fine." And they're like, "You have to." And they tried to scare me. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going into the hospital on the 24th. I was in labor for 5 hours, pushed twice, and out she came. Hello.
Yep. There is another option.
This is how we do it, baby.
You said that there was other options. There are other options. You can have home births. You can go to a birthing center.
And they're cheaper.
Midwives, it's a less costly. The midwives will handle it. They can handle 90% of births. You don't need the hospital.
All right, there's more coming up here. Your stories are welcome at 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refi, finance or for first-time homebuyers. Call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full-year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Your hospital nightmare stories are welcome. We've been talking about some parents that essentially had their baby taken away from them at the hospital. Luckily, they were able to get their baby back. Thank goodness. But it doesn't always end with a happy ending when the government people, or rather the hospital people, or do I repeat myself, when the hospital people get the government people involved in your family matters. And so you're certainly welcome to share at 800-259-9231. We also want to invite you to our website. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go and visit amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one, that you can send us $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take that money in and reinvest it in the show, getting on more talk radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only forum, the AMP only podcast, and more. Go get the details, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Derek, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Derek, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a horror story from a hospital. When I went to school outside of Boston, I was going through a stressful time, and a woman determined that I should be locked in a hospital cage and that I was a danger to myself or others. I was 19 years old. I didn't sign any documents saying that I wanted to be there, and yet I was locked away. I didn't get to see a lawyer for 3 days.
Who determined this about you? I apologize. I missed that detail. Who was it?
Who sent me there?
Yeah.
It was a person from my university's like resource department, someone who.
So this wasn't a parent or a relative or anyone that would have like power of attorney over you. This was a public worker.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she was even a public worker because I went to a private university.
And what? How did she become aware of you in the first place in order to send you? I mean, there are a lot of kids at this university. What
right.
made her zero in on you?
Right. Well, my university offered free services, free because you already pay for them with your tuition,
mm-hmm.
for if kids are feeling stressed during finals time, and that's what it was. It was during finals time, and I was feeling stressed. I told her that. And then she had a cop pat me down, and I was sent in an ambulance. To a hospital, even though I wasn't, you know, being crazy or anything.
Did you feel better then?
No, you shouldn't laugh.
Not.
That's terrible, Mark.
I know.
Derek, don't pay any attention to him.
It's just so awful.
No, it is kind of hilarious because this was their solution, right, for a person who's feeling stressed.
Well, the sad thing
that, from all their friends.
The sad thing that you were just there taking advantage of a service that
yeah,
they
right.
were
they said,
offering.
Come on in.
Jeez.
Right, and I actually talked to some other kids who went to that school who had gone through the same scenario. I found this out later, but I wouldn't have gone had I known.
That's scary. And you were in for how long?
16 days. I had to wait for
16.
The judge to be able to come into the hospital because I wasn't allowed to leave.
So you were involuntarily committed?
Totally involuntarily. I didn't sign anything.
And they basically put you in the mental ward?
That's right.
Now,
did they dope you up? I mean, give you drugs against your will as well?
No, they were nice about that. I refused all drugs.
Hmm. Now, I've heard of them being able to do this for you for 3 days. And initially, I think
right.
you said 3 days, but you did 16 in total?
Yeah, well, that's what the woman told me, the social services woman. She said, you go and you sign a paper and you leave that night. That's what I was told, and that's why I went so calmly. But once they shut the door, they're like, you're in. So that was a straight-up lie.
Wow.
And did you did you try to seek any sort of remedy after this with the school or with that woman or the city or whatever, or, you know, and say you kidnapped me and held me hostage or whatever?
No, it's not kidnapping when we do it.
Right. Well, no, I really wanted to, and thanks for asking, but the lawyer that I was assigned, he just said I could write about it as a philosophical exercise.
Oh, of course a lawyer says that.
Wow. So you were assigned a lawyer? What do you mean by that?
Well, when I wanted to get out, the hospital staff told me that I would have to wait because I was admitted on a Friday. I had to wait until Monday for the lawyer to come in, and... it was his job to bail me out. So, you know, any person who's in there involuntarily will be assigned a lawyer if they want one to bail them out. And he did. So it
Derek,
only took 16
days, though.
Derek, I
am so sorry to hear that. That is really true. How are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing great. This was like a year or two ago. And it started me on my path to realizing that the state is a coercive entity, you know, that
well, that's the bright side.
Enemy.
What did it cost you to stay in the hospital for 16 days? Because I doubt the university picked up the tab on that.
I refused to pay the bill.
Yes.
I didn't want to be there.
Why in the world would somebody have to pay for this? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Well, they sent the bill.
I know they do. I know they do. They probably are charging you for it, but, it, you know, it's just, it's absolutely insane.
What
you didn't sign anything.
What was the bill? Just out of curiosity, how much did they want?
Oh, I don't even look at it. I throw them away when they come in.
I see.
I mean, they can track me down. What are they going to do? You know?
I don't know. I mean,
does that hurt your credit?
Yes.
Oh, most certainly.
I'm sure it does. I don't care. I use silver anyway. You were talking about it earlier.
Yes, you do.
What,
right on.
What did the lawyer, when you say the lawyer bailed you out, did the lawyer pay money to get you out?
Oh, no. Maybe I misspoke. We had to have a court hearing where my psychologist who was assigned to me was present and listed all of these falsehoods against me, saying how much of a danger I was to myself, although
wow.
she had no evidence to support her claim.
Did you talk to the person?
Which person?
The psychologist who was making the claims.
Oh, yeah. I had to speak with her, like, every day while I was there.
So despite your conversations with this woman, she believed that there was something, like, that you were crazy, basically.
Right. She believed I was crazy when I'm just a college kid who was just having a stressful time during finals. You know, it's not a big deal.
I have a college-age daughter, and, you know, I suppose that if some people were to interview her and she were to be, you know, completely transparent and honest about some of the things she does, and this is a really sound, smart, character-filled girl, they would say, oh, you're a danger to yourself. You're doing self-destructive behavior.
I know if somebody was employed in locking people up and that was their job and they talked to me, they would lock me up. I know they would. I have no doubt
no
in my mind.
No one ever called me crazy, ever.
There are people listen to this show call me crazy all the time. Certainly they would lock me up. Somehow or another, I managed to muddle through this world reasonably well, though. I mean, who gets to define this idea of crazy?
Oh, man, that's so scary, though. The idea that apparently it's the people with the access to the authorities, right? I mean, they'll just decide that you are nuts and they'll lock you away. And thank goodness, Derek, you were able to get out.
In the Soviet Union, Soviet Russia, they used to lock you up whenever you disagree with the government.
Yeah. It's coming to that.
Yeah. I think it was Transylvania.
That's how it felt.
Well, Derek, I'm really proud of you, and I'm really impressed that you would take the bad situation that happened to you and learn from it and grow from it. And I really hope that you, in some way, can help other people that might be in that situation sometime in the future and be an advocate for them or you know, whatever.
Now, in more positive news, Derek said he was calling from Keene, New Hampshire, but I don't think any of us here have met Derek yet, and we're doing the show from Keene, New Hampshire. Are you a Free State Project mover?
Yeah, I just moved here a week ago.
Oh, no.
Wow. Way. And so what are your initial impressions?
I love Keene. I was really scared that I wouldn't be able to find a job, but I already scored one at JCPenney. So
sweet. Congrats.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air or whatever. But
now everyone knows where to go find you.
All right.
So, cool, man. Well, I'm sure you've been to freekeene.com. You know, there's a calendar of things that go on there, and I'm sure we'll end up seeing you at some point.
Yeah, that's right. I want to hand out those pamphlets over at City Hall and the courthouse.
Excellent. That's something we do every single week, 3 days a week, and we're looking to expand, actually, to as many as 5 days a week at the court, where we hand out Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers to all the victims of the state who are coming in there on Monday morning, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings, giving them the information that if people were to stop just taking the plea bargain, it would just crush the system. So look forward to meeting you, Derek. Thanks for the call tonight. Glad you're enjoying your new stay here in Keene, and I appreciate
the
story.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. It's springtime, man. More people are going to be showing up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep.
And he's so young, but seems very deliberate and very experienced, and it's nice to hear.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Mark, you had something that you want to discuss kind of in relation to parenting.
Yep.
Specifically the issue of safety of children.
Leaving kids in cars.
And how freaked out people get about this.
Yeah.
Is it really that dangerous? 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 is next, and you can take control of the airwaves. You may bring up whatever you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.